for Tigers. Tigers have it in the backcourt. That is Derek Helm, the sophomore. Swings it on the right side to Daly. And back out front for Noble. Noble works it to the right side. Dumping it down inside. Nice play. Wide open is Dylan Henry for the lay-in. So Seymour got something going there against the Comets zone defense. Here's the Comets going the other way. Ryland Steele kicks it out to Contra. You know, they know what kind of shooter he is. He's a great shooter. And they jump out on him. He gives it up to Ryland Steele. Back to Cockrum in the corner. This time he's open. He nails the three. Marcus Cockrum out of the left corner. Hit the three, and the Alton Comets take a 3-2 lead. And here's almost a steal in midcourt. Ryland Steele is going to be called for a foul. Ryland just a little bit late getting there. So number 13 fouls number 13. So Ryland Steele, that'll be his first of the game. He fouls Cason Richards. Seymour brings the ball into the front court. Got over to Daly. Daly takes it out front. Swings it around in the left corner. Now back out on top for Richards. Richards, right side and in the corner. Now they jump it down inside. Hope that's a push off. Yep. Number 10, Dylan Henry going to be called for the offensive foul as he pushed off. Defense had the inside or had the position on it. And he just pushed him out of the way to make that catch. So officials keep an eye on that inside play. Alton Comets with a basketball up by one. Here is Cochran, who hit a three out of the corner to give Comets the lead. He'll give it up to Whalen. Whalen over to Steele. Steele out of Huckabee and the left side for Cochran. Will they jump out on him this time? They'll feed it back outside for Huckabee. Huckabee into the free throw circle. Gives off to Ryland Steele. Looking to penetrate. Gives out to Cochran for three. Oh, yes, sir. Marcus Cochran has hit two straight. The Alton Comets out to an early 6-2 lead. Seymour coming up out of the backcourt against the Comets pressure. Not real hard pressure, but enough to make them think about it. And Seymour breaks it, gets it up into the corner. Three-point shot out of the corner. Good for number one, Derek Helms, the sophomore for Seymour. We got a three-point shootout going on here. Alton with it. Down the left corner to Whalen. Whalen, cross-court pass. That ball's going to be stolen. Pass is stolen by Helms. He drives to the bucket, lays it up and in. Derek Helms, the sophomore, with a steal. That's a bad pass there. Just kind of lobbed it. And you can't do that when everybody's looking to play another night. It's win or go home, and nobody wants to go home yet. Well, I love this time of the year. The Alton Comets with the ball, got it into the paint. Nice little curl to the bucket for Landon Huckabee, who lays it up and in. Alton back up by one, 8-7. Again, a little backcourt pressure. And Richards races up across the timeline on the dribble for Seymour. Kicks it down in the left corner. Now back out way out front. Ball goes on the right side now to Noble. Noble will give it up to Richards. Driving the baseline. Face gets his man off his feet. Misses the shot. And the rebound taken by Ryland Steele. Ryland racing the other way. Bounces off to Corey Miller, who misses the layup. We get a hell ball on the rebound. And the possession will stay with the Alton Comets. So Alton will get another shot at it. Beautiful feed from Ryland Steele. And Corey Miller just couldn't quite get it to go in. Then a hell ball on the rebound. Alton controls. Comets inbound it to Miller in the paint. He'll kick it outside to Whalen. Now right corner to Huckabee. Huckabee looking to flash to the basket. Kicks it back out to Steele. Wide open for three. That one's good! Ryland Steele with a three. Third three-pointer in the first quarter for the Alton Comets. And the Comets are up 4-11-7. 4:54 to go in the first quarter. Seymour takes their time, got it up across the timeline to Cade Noble. He penetrates to the elbow, keeps it outside, now gets it right back. Looks to step into a three. No, looking to penetrate. All the way to bucket, lays it up off the left side glass. He scores. Noble with the bucket for Seymour. His first 2 points of the game, and it's 11-9. Alton with it, and it's Comets thrown away. Cockrum now threw it to where he thought somebody was going to be, and there was nobody there. So the Comets throw it away with 4:31 to go in the first quarter. Substitution here as Cole Trantham has checked in for the Alton Comets. Alton getting another shooter out there. Here's a lob pass inside for Seymour. It's up and good by Richards. I'm sorry, that's Henry, number 10. Dylan Henry with his second bucket for Seymour. And we're tied at 11 with 4:13 to go. And here's a pass by Cockrum going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds. Nice play there by Garrett Helms, number one. And Alton will inbound the ball on the far sideline near midcourt. 4:10 to play. Inbound it to Cockrum. Marcus looking to dribble drive away from the defense. Gives the ball up to Cole Trantham. Cole looking to penetrate. Pulls up free throw line. Shoots. No good. And a rebounding foul going to be called on Corey Miller. good position in there by number two, Bill Daly. And Miller fouled him, trying to reach over the top and knock that ball away. So Alton and Seymour, entertaining first quarter. We're played half of the first quarter. We're tied at 11. Seymour with the ball, working up across the timeline is the Tigers. They'll get it outside. Now trying to go to high post. Ball is stolen. Thomas off on the break. Cockrell. Now he'll back it out, wait for the rest of his team. He's a lob pass again, almost stolen. Got it back to Cockrell for three. That one rattles off the rim. No good. Rebound taken by the Seymour Tigers. Here they come. Number zero, Cade Noble. Has it on the right side. Trying to dump it down inside. Does to Henry. Henry on the baseline. Gets double teamed. Got rid of it. Out front for Bill Daly. Daly hands it back over to Noble. Now the left side. Lob pass to the elbow. Stolen by Corey Miller. And then Miller, had to go into the bleachers to save that ball from going out of bounds. Here's Ryland Steele coming the other way. Got it back to Huckabee. Huckabee over to Cockrum on the right side. Marcus looking to get open with a dribble drive. Couldn't. Gets a double team on him. Gets the ball to, trying to get it to Huckabee, and Huckabee's going to be fouled by Noble. Noble just ran right through, and the Collins are lobbing that ball up high. They're going to have to put a little steam on that thing because Seymour is being very aggressive defensively. Foul on Noble is his first of the game. And the second team foul called against Seymour. Alton with the basketball off the inbound. Right side, Cochran. Takes it to the top of the key. Quick pass in the lane for Trantham. Right back outside to Cockrum. Cockrum trying to get it down inside to Miller. Ball deflected. Marcus goes and gets it. Cockrum taking it out front. In the right side to Huckabee. Huckabee looking to make a move. It's instead Ryland Steele with 2:40 to go in the first quarter. Ryland penetrates in the lane. Kick it out to Marcus Cockrum. Excuse me. Cockrum to the top. Now to Steele for three more, and it's good. Ryland Steele with his second three-pointer in the first quarter. The Alton Comets are up 14-11. Seymour with the basketball. Down three, 2:20 to go in the first period. Ball goes right side for Daly on the wing. Long cross-court pass taken by Helms. Helms down to the baseline, pulls up with a short jumper. It's no good. Had his hands on the rebound, but lost it out of bounds. Substitution now for Alton. Dylan Whalen will check into the ball game. Cole Trantham will go to the Comet bench. Well, the Comets back to the starters out there with 2:10 to play in the first quarter. Up by three, 14-11. Alton with the basketball. Steele gives to Huckabee. Down the corner to Whalen. Whalen back out to Huckabee. Landon takes it to the right side of the floor. Hands it to Ryland Steele. Kind of run a little weave out front. And then Steele trying to leave it for Whalen. And Whalen was not where Ryland thought he was going to be. And the ball goes out of bounds. So the Comets turn it over with a minute 54 to go in the first half. Leading by three. Seymour Tigers with it. Number zero, Cade Noble. Gives it a high post to Richards. Richards will back it back out on the dribble and hand it right back to Noble. Noble swings it right side to Rasmussen, who just checked in. Back to Noble out front. Long three-point try. Off the rim, no good. Rebound by Richards, and he's going to get fouled as he goes up for the putback. And he'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul is on number 22, Dylan Whalen of the Alton Comets. That'll be his first. And they're going to say non-shooting foul. A little minute 32 to go in the first quarter. Seymour will inbound the basketball down under the bucket. Noble looking in, nobody open, and brings it way out front for Luke Rasmussen. Rasmussen now got it down to Richard. Richard, dribble drive in the lane, gets to Noble, goes up with a shot, it's good. Cade Noble, this second bucket of the game. And it's a one-point ball game with a minute 19 to go here in the first period. Alton with the basketball and the lead, 14-13. Collins working it outside, now inside to Huckabee, and back out in the corner to Cockrum shoots a three, and it's no good. Rebound on the floor. We get a hell ball called as Corey Miller gets tied up down there with Richards. And the ball will belong to Seymour on the alternating possession. Minute four to go in a good first quarter here. Good ball game. 14-13. Alton up one. Seymour with the basketball. Noble brings it in the front court. Swings it on the right side, or left side, to Rasmussen. Right back to Noble, now to Rasmussen. Rasmussen is going to throw it away into the backcourt. All they say was tipped by the defense. There was no Alton Comet anywhere near that ball. I mean, not anywhere near that ball. That was a bad pass. That was a bad call, or a bad no call. Here's Noble with it for Seymour. Wings it on the left side wing to Helms. Helms back outside to Noble. Spins free throw line, couldn't get the shot. To Helms for three in the corner, no good. Rebound, volley up and around, and controlled by Noble for Seymour. Cade Noble, the senior, got it back with 21 seconds to go in the quarter. Seymour maybe looking to hold for the final shot here. They give it out front to Richards. Richards will hand it back to Noble. 13 seconds to go. Noble to Rasmussen. Now the helm. Back to Noble, top of the key. Now back down the helm in the right corner. Wide open for a three. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound. Noble fires it up. Another tip. That one's no good. And that's the end of our first quarter. Our score, 14-13. Alton Collins lead it by one over the Seymour Tigers. We'll take a timeout. We'll be back with your second quarter from Houston in just 1 minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
My husband, Alex Hussey, was hit by an IED in Afghanistan.
I was point man on foot patrol, and I stopped on the bomb. Lost my legs and left hand in an explosion.
DAV helps veterans of every generation to get the benefits they've earned.
To see Alex learning to snow ski, that's life-changing.
With the right support, more veterans can reach victories great and small.
This has meant so much. Thank you, DAV.
Support more victories for veterans. Go to DAV.org.
Now back in Houston, the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament. First round action between the number 3 seeded Seymour Tigers and the number 6 Alton Comets. Comets will lead at the end of one quarter, 14-13. And the Comets open the second quarter with the basketball. Back to the starting lineup out there for the Comets. They get the ball down the right side corner to Cockrum. Cockrum off to Huckabee. Huckabee looking to get open for a shot in the lane. Couldn't. Feed the back outside to Cockrum. Now over to Whalen. Dillon, ooh, had a shot at it. Gives it down to Steele. Steele in the corner, attacking the basket. Goes up for the shot, and he gets fouled. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul will be on number 13. That is Cason Richards of Seymour. That'll be foul number one. That is team foul number three on the Seymour Tigers. Alton been called for three here in the first half. And Ryland Steele at the free throw line. Already 6 points in the ballgame for the count of point guard. And he misses the free throw. Ryland's hit a pair of threes, Cockrum with a pair of threes, and Huckabee with a two. Second free throw is up and good for Ryland Steele. Steele now with 7 points. He leads all scorers in the game here, just underway in the second quarter. And the Alton Comet lead is back to two at 15-13. Seymour with it. They go right side to number four, Rasmussen, Luke Rasmussen. He feeds off to Noble. Noble in the corner to Elms. Back outside to Noble. Noble going to the cutter in the lane. Back out. Now down low to Richards. Richards looking to move toward the bucket. Or excuse me, that was Henry. Henry now outside to Richards. In the background on the other side. Seymour moves the ball extremely well. No standing around and holding it. Not a lot of dribble. And they get a backdoor cut out of it. And a foul going to be called on the Alton Comet. Backdoor cut to Henry. Henry went up with a shot. It was blocked. And a foul was called on Ryland Steele. So they got him with the body. Foul number two on Ryland Steele here in the first half. And Coach Caruso wants an explanation on that one. And number 10 at the free throw line, Dylan Henry, that scored 4 points for Seymour tonight. And the free throw here bounces off the side of the rim. No good. 7:04, Ryland Steele. 7:04 to go in the first half. Ryland Steele out of the game for Alton with those two fouls. Cole Trantham will check in for Alton. Second free throw is up for Henry. That one is off the rim, no good. Rebound is tipped out of bounds and will belong to the Seymour Tigers off the hands of Landon Huckabee. So Seymour will trigger it in down under the bucket. It'll be Cade Noble to trigger it. Noble slaps the basketball to the right side of the glass, brings it way out front to Rasmussen. Rasmussen over to Richard, back to Henry, and now back to Richard. And they'll take it back out on top. Noble's got it. Working on the wing. He's going to get fouled by Dylon Whalen. Dylon reaching in there trying to knock the ball away while he was off the dribble. Got him on the arm, and that'll be number two on Whalen, Dylon Whalen, for the Alton Comet. Team foul number five. Seymour inbounds the ball to Rasmussen in the backcourt, brings it in the frontcourt, hands it to Noble. Noble works it out front, goes left side with it, hands off to Richards. Seymour. On right side to Noble on the wing, outside the three-point line. Just holds it high. Gives it over to Henry. Henry looking in to Richards. Richards making the move down the right side of the lane. Got loose for the bucket. Counted in a foul. That was a nice play by Richards. Got it down a low block. Gave a little head and shoulder fake. They went around the defense and got the bucket and the foul. The foul is on Corey Miller. That'll be number two on Miller. And now Wayland will check out as Ryland Steele back in for Alton. Seymour and Alton tied at 15. At the free throw line is Richards shooting for the three-point play, and he hits the free throw. So Richards with his first field goal and one. He's got three, and Seymour is retaking the lead at 16-15 with 6:20 to go in the first half. Alton with it down the other end. Steele in the lane, kicks it back to Contra. Down to Cole Trantham in the corner for three. That's no good. Huckabee with the tip in. Landon Huckabee, nobody got a body on him. He went up and put it right back in over the front of the rim. So Alton back on top by one, 17-16. Seymour with the ball. Right side they go to Helms. Helms back out on top to Noble. Noble steps to the free throw line. Nice pass inside to Henry, wide open for the lay-in. Dylan Henry with 6 points now. This Noble kid, good point guard, good size, handles the ball well. Sees the floor good. Alton with the basketball down by one. Trantham way up front. Things over to Huckabee. Landon holds it out top, 5:42 to go. Is it back over to Steele? Steele now working to the right side. Backs his man down into the free throw circle and gives it off down inside to Miller. Reverse layup is no good. Miller went all the way under the rim, tried to lay it back up and in, and it was no good. Rebounded by Seymour. Tigers with it. Noble penetrates in the lane. Now kicks it in the corner to Helms. Helms on the left side. Back out to Richards. Down to Henry alone under the bucket. Turnaround jumper is no good. And the rebound to Corey Miller for all. Dallas fans wanted a foul on that play as Henry went over his back. No call. Alton with it out front with a one-point lead here. 5 minutes to go in the first half. Thomas bounced it to Huckabee at the free throw line. Gives it back outside to Steele. That ball poked away by Helms. He got it out to Rasmussen. Rasmussen up to Noble. Noble attacks the basket. Throws it up with one hand. It's good. Chad Noble now with 6 points, and Alton wants to tie it out. 20-17. Alton Thomas down three with 4:49 to go. In the first half, we'll take a timeout. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for home sweet home. We're for condos, tutors, single wides, and studios. We're for ranches, houseboats, two stories or 20. Red cedar, bluebirds, white squirrels, black walnuts, whatever's out your back door, we're for that. We're for watching the sun rise over the Mississippi and set over the Missouri. We're for kicking off your heels in a high rise or hanging up your hat in the bootio. And if you have a home in Missouri, we have a policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
Well, having fun here in the old high school gym. Excuse me just a moment. All right, 4:49 to play in our first half. Alton down by three. Coach Caruso called that timeout. Wanted to stop the bleeding. Comets were up by three just a little bit ago. Seymour has been on a little bit of a run here. By the way, just got word the West Plains Ladies Visitors win again tonight in the Ozark Conference. They beat Bolivar 70-30. Here come the Alton Comets with basketball. Cockrum into the lane, tried to pass it out. It's deflected. He gets it right back, going up with a shot, and he gets fouled. That's going to be on Richards. Richards called for the foul. Cason Richards, that'll be his second of the game for Seymour. Looks like he is going to come out of the ball game right now. Coach Hastings already got somebody up off the bench. It is Bill Daly. They're going to lose about a foot of size on this exchange. Marcus Cochran with the line shooting two. First one is up and good. 7 points now for Marcus. Tied for the game high for the Alton Comets. Steele and Cochran each with seven. And Alton back within two. Trying to make it a one-point game. Marcus Cochran at the line. This one's up and no good. Missed it off the right side. The rebound taken by Henry for Seymour. Tigers will bring it up into the front court. Got over to Daly. Daly swings it down left corner to Helms. He fires a three. It's good. Rattle it home. Derek Helms with his second three-pointer of the night. He's got eight. And Seymour up now by five. 23-18. Alton with it. Cochran out front. Gives it off to Huckabee. Huckabee dribbles away from the defense. Feeds it back outside to Ryland Steele. Ryland, little wraparound pass going to Cochran in the corner. Couldn't get open for the shot. Back to Steele. Steele keeps it out to Huckabee. Huckabee gliding through the free throw lane. Tries to pass it down the corner. Deflected and out of bounds by Helms for Seymour. Very active defensively, this Seymour bunch. I mean, very active. Huckabee will trigger it in on the baseline. Looking inside, nobody open. Going to have to hurry now. Finally got it in to Cochran. Cochran flies to the bucket, kicked it inside. Now back outside, Huckabee. Pull-up jumper for 12 feet. Is an air ball, rebounded by Seymour. Here come the Tigers. Noble up the right side with a rebound. Takes it all the way down the corner. Leads it outside to Daly. Out of Helms. Helms looking to penetrate. Back in the corner, he leads it for number five. He just checked in. That is Bunch. Bunch gives it up. Trying to get it back, and it's stolen by Cochran. Marcus will challenge the defense, throws it up with one hand. No. Rebound controlled by the Collins. The putback is no good, and Seymour comes down with the rebound. Collins had two shots at us there, couldn't get it to go down. Oh, Seymour with the ball back, 3:15 to go in the half. Noble stepping in the lane, lays it up. No. He's going to be called for a travel. Travel called on Noble, took one too many steps. And Dylan Whalen checked back in the game. Ryland Steele is out for the Comets. He may sit for the final 3:13 of a half. Trying to keep him out of picking up that third foul. Billy Alton Comets bringing in the front court down by 5, 23-18. Huckabee with it. Out on top. We'll hand it off to Dylan Whalen. Whalen wanting to go left. Now gives it over to right side to Cochran. Marcus defended by Helms. Takes it on the floor. Couldn't get away from him. Feeds it off to Huckabee. Huckabee out on the wing, working against Helms. Seymour playing that zone, kind of matching up out of it. Ball goes back to Whalen. Whalen got it down the baseline to Miller. Outside to Cochran, who just throws it away. Ball picked up by Seymour. Here they come. Noble into the lane. No. Rebound. Henry back up on the end. Dylan Henry follows up the missed layup and put it in off the window. Seymour out to a 7-point lead now, 25-18. Cochran for Alton. Spins away from the defense. Gives it to Whalen. Whalen holds it high, pass in the middle, stolen by Henry. Henry off on the break, got a man on his wing, and he tries to take it all the way to the bucket, and he scores. Henry kind of rolled it to himself. I thought that maybe should have been a travel call, but no, and here's another bad pass stolen by the Seymour Tigers. Alton keeps trying to push it inside, and Seymour just keeps picking it off. Well, Tigers with the ball. Noble, left side. Helms for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Cole Trantham down. Rebound for the Alton Comets. Comets need a bucket this trip. Here comes Cochran. Leaves it for Huckabee. Huckabee over to Trantham. Trantham, long three-point shot. It's good. Boy, that helps. Cole Trantham with his first three-pointer of the night. And it puts Comets back within six with a minute 29 to go in the half. That's a huge shot right there. There's nothing else with the confidence of Cole Trantham. Once he hits one, he usually hits two or three in a row. Seymour with a basketball, trying to bounce it inside. Ball is deflected, picked up by the Seymour Tigers. Now back outside to Noble. Noble backs it out between the circle. Minute 9 to go here in the first half. Seymour with the ball. Hands it off to Bill Daly. Daly, right side for Bunch. Bunch goes to the high post to Noble. Noble down the left side of the lane, got a screen, got up the shot. No good. Rebound taken by Noble. Goes up again. No good. Gets his own rebound again. Can't hit. Henry rebounds it. No. And finally, Huckabee yanks it down for the Alton Comets. So Collins here with a chance to get back to within, well, they get back within four with a bucket. A three if somebody hits one from downtown. And here's a foul going to be whistled on Helms for Seymour. Helms over on the far side was hounding Dylan Whalen, and he's called the foul. That'll be team foul number 5 on Seymour. Alton will inbound the basketball out near midcourt. 35 seconds to go in the first half. Marcus Cochran to the top of the key. Hands it off to Landon Huckabee. Huckabee handles it out around the half-court line. Comets will get into the offense here as time runs down in the quarter. Huckabee pulls up his dribble, gives it to Marcus Cochran. 18 seconds to go. Long pass down the corner to Whalen. Whalen trying to pass it back out front. Helms got a piece of it and picks it off. Helms with a screen all the way to bucket for the lead. 10 points for Helms. Back to an 8-point lead now for Seymour. Here's Trantham for Alton for three, and it's good at the buzzer. Cole Trantham with his second straight three closes the gap a little bit as we head to the locker room at halftime. It's 29-24. Alton Comets are down by 5. At the intermission, we're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with all of your halftime activities in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Greatness doesn't happen overnight. It takes time, focus, and dedication. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that. Because we put in the hard work and dedication for decades. And that commitment has paid off with award-winning customer service for your auto, home, and life insurance.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers. Or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
When you need auto parts, you want great customer service, and that's what Alton Auto Parts gives you. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They offer price match guarantee. Are you needing batteries, oil, hydraulic hoses, anything automotive related? Stop in and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, or call them at 417-778-7153. Alton Auto Parts, your CarQuest auto parts dealer.
Oh, back at the Houston High School gym, the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament. This is the final game of the first round. Of course, there were only three first-round games. The top-seeded Mansfield got a first-round bye. But we do know that Mansfield will now take on the Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty Eagles. That'll be Wednesday night at 6 o'clock. The 1-versus-4 matchup, Liberty a winner over Licking, 71-49 tonight. They have Bobcats advanced to the semifinals with an 86-40 win over Houston, and here at the half, number 3, Seymour, has the lead over the number 6, Alton Comet, and the score 29-24. Alton got outscored 16-10 in the second quarter after having a 14-13 lead at the end of one, but Alton got a little bit careless with the basketball in that second quarter and just trying to make passes where there was nobody open. And Seymour, very active in their zone defense. They got active hands. That means they are trying to get to every ball that is passed. And the Comets have turned it over a number of times tonight because of that. So Alton's got to clean it up a little bit as far as taking care of the basketball. And they got to get some shots to go. Of the Alton Comet, 24 points. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So 18 of them have come from the three-point line. They've only, two free throws and two-point baskets. Landon Huckabee with two field goals, and then a free throw for Cockrum and a free throw for Steele. Other than that, it's been all threes here in the first half for the Alton Comets. As for Seymour, they got good size, and they take advantage of it. Dylan Henry, their big senior in the middle, has scored 10 in the first half. Derek Helms, their sophomore, the sharpshooter, has hit a pair of threes, and he's got 10 points in the first half for the Seymour Tigers. We're going to take another timeout. We'll be back looking at all the halftime scoring for you in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
Take advantage of winter savings or get a jump start on spring at Monty's Outdoors. Right now you can save 20 to 50% off on all outdoor and athletic clothing. Check out the half-price hat table to save 50% on select Columbia and Hook hats. Find them a new Yeti, Fox Pro Game Call, Rod and Reel, or some new baits like the new Jewel Scope Spin and many others at Monty's Outdoors in Southern Hills Shopping Center of West Plains. Gift cards available.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we are for road trips.
or for covering as much ground as possible on 2, 4, or 18 wheels, or for drop tops, T-tops, classics, cruisers, pickup trucks, and dump trucks, or for displaying Missouri plates like medals of pride. Have you ever hit a deer? Yep, we're for you too. We're for getting stuck behind a tractor on a two-lane highway. And if you're a Missouri driver, we have an auto policy for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
When you hear the old fenders bending, let Paint Masters do the mending. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Hello, I'm Johnny Crash. And when I bend one up, I take it to the folks who really care. Down at Paint Masters Collision Repair. They're in Alton, Missouri, so you'll never have to worry. Paint Masters Collision Repair. Just call 417-778-7080. PaintMastersCollisionRepair.com.
Where's the best place to go in Alton when you're hungry? The Fuel Express. They have some great fuel for your body, like the best fresh pulled pork barbecue, brisket, and ribs in the area, prepared in their own smoker every Friday. Or try their fish and chicken basket with potato wedges daily. Of course, Hunt Brothers Pizza daily, and happy hour from 11 to 1 and 3 to 5 on any 32-ounce fountain drink. Remember, they are your one stop for conservation tags. When your car or your body needs fuel, stop by the Fuel Express in Alton.
And we're back here at Houston, getting ready for our second half. About 3.5 minutes till we get the second half started. A halftime score, 29-24. Alton down 5 to the Seymour Tigers. Take a look at our scoring. First up for Seymour, they've got two players in double figures, Derek Helms and Dylan Henry. They each have 10. 6 points for Cade Noble and 3 for Kaysen Richards. For the Alton College, they're led by Marcus Cockrum and Ryland Steele. They each have 7. 6 for Cole Trantham, 4 for Landon Huckabee. Well, the Comets got those two big threes in the second quarter from Cole Trantham. Matter of fact, he hit 2 in a row, one of them, as the buzzer sounded to end the first half. I step away one more time. We'll be back with your second half again. Alton down 5, 29-24 to the Seymour Tigers here in the first round of the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament. And before we do take a break, I want to mention the Alton Lady College are playing in the Class 2 district over at Van Buren. They will play, I believe, tomorrow. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats playing in the Class 3 District 10 tournament at Mansfield. And they will play tomorrow night. We will be there to bring you the Thayer Lady Bobcat game here on the Ecom Sports Network. And, of course, Mammoth Spring Bears and Lady Bears have advanced to the regional tournament. And they'll be down at Calico Rock starting on Wednesday. We'll be there for coverage of Bears and Lady Bears basketball as well. All right, so we'll be back in just 2 minutes on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
Pickup truck, sports car, motorcycle, minivan, townhouse, two-story, farmhouse, fixer-upper. What you drive and where you live is different for everyone, so it's important to have insurance that fits your needs and is just right for you. At Shelter Insurance, we understand that, which is why our agents help you design a comprehensive auto, home, and life insurance plan. Insurance that fits just right.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
Banks make a lot of claims. Competitive loan rates, high yield on CDs, money market accounts, checking with interest, and good service. Sure, Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree is right there among everyone. But one thing separates this full-service banking facility from the rest. It's their personal touch and attention. Personal customer service is their goal. Maybe you need to stop in to talk to one of their many loan officers or call them. A real person will answer the phone every time. Alton Bank and Branch Bank at Birch Tree, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
One of the quickest ways to get quick cash when you need it most is to see Alton Gun and Pawn. They're located on West 160, across from Harps and Alton. They've got a great selection of guns in stock, ammo, tools, electronics, and jewelry. You can buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. You can also bring your unwanted gold and silver and turn that into cash in your pocket in a matter of minutes. Buy, sell, and trade at Alton Gun and Pawn. Their phone number is 417-778-6677.
And we're back at the Houston High School. Getting ready to start our second half. The Alton Comets are down by five. Seymour with the basketball and the lead to start the second half. Both teams are back to their starters on the floor right now. See who's the first to pick up that third foul. And the key players in this game have two fouls each in the first half. Here comes Seymour. They pound the ball down inside. Got it into Richards. And Richards just powers it up and in over the defense. So the first 2 points of the second half to the senior, Cason Richards, for Seymour. Alton Comets with the ball. Biggest lead of the night now for Seymour. They lead it by seven. Alton trying to cut into that on this possession. Cockrum out front. Works away from the defense on the dribble. Now gets tied up. Got rid of it to Whalen. Whalen off the steal. Ryland trying to duck under the defense. Kicks the ball out to Huckabee in the corner. We get a 3 second call. Yep. Ryland steal. He got covered up in the lane and didn't get out in 3 seconds. Coach Caruso arguing the call, but I think it was the right one. I thought Ryland had the ball in there for an awfully long time. All right, we've gone by 1 minute gone by here in the third quarter. Seymour with the lead now 31-24. And the basketball, Noble. Wings on the right side to Helms. Helms back out to Noble, top of the key. He'll kick it on the left side for Daly. Daly pulls up with a jumper just inside the three-point line. It's good. Bill Daly, first 2 points of the ball game, and Seymour all of a sudden is up by nine. Alton Comets with the basketball. They'll kick it out on top. Cochran swinging around to Miller. Now Whalen. Whalen to Steele. Steele looking to penetrate. Gets in the lane. Bounces it down to Miller. Outside. Cochran for three. That one rattles in and out. No good. And the rebound taken by the Seymour Tigers. Tigers coming with the ball again. Seymour slowly pulling away here. 33-24. 9-point lead. Their biggest lead of the game. Alton Comets back in that zone defense. Trying to prevent them from getting the ball into the middle where they've got a definitive size advantage. On the left side, Noble. Lobs one down in the corner to Helms. Helms trying to go inside Henry. He saves it from out of bounds. Got it into a teammate. Then he goes to Daly. Daly just outside the lane. Kicks it down the corner to Helm for three. That one's off the rim. And the rebound taken by Ryland Steele for Alton. Here comes the counter. Chance to cut it to seven. Ryland kicks it out to Whalen for three. That one's off the rim. No good. Rebound volleyed up and around and comes all the way back out to Dylan Whalen. So Alton with a fresh set of, possession. Here's Cockrum in the lane, puts up a shot. No, Miller with the rebound, puts it back up and in. First 2 points of the game for Ryan Miller and the Alton, or excuse me, Corey Miller. Corey Miller with the bucket, his first two of the night. There comes Seymour with the ball, 7 point lead. Left side, Helms. Helms on top to Noble. Noble, right side to Daly. Thought about the three. Bounces it down on the baseline for Henry. Henry, one step with the dribble. Gets it back outside and around the horn. Noble wide open from the top for a three. That's high off the rim. Rebound taken by Corey Miller for the Alton Comets. And the Comets with a chance to cut it back to five again. Four. Somebody hits one from downtown. Whalen wanted it on the left side. Couldn't get it to him. Comets with it. Cockrum out front. Feeds over to Whalen. Dillon. Takes it out between the circles, feeds to Ryland Steele. Ryland looking the deal in the blank. Trying to pass it down low. The ball's deflected. He gets it back. Now driving the baseline. Dumps it off to Miller. Up and in for two more. Corey Miller with his second straight bucket. And the Alton Comets, just like that, back to win five. Little 4-0 run for the Comets. Seymour walking it up the floor. 4.5 minutes to go now in the third quarter. Seymour has gone a little cold here to start the second half. Now this time they jump it down inside to Henry. He won't miss from there. Dylan Henry with his 12th point of the night for Seymour. And the Tigers run it back out to a 7-point advantage. 4:16 to go in the third. Steele out between the circles. Swings it on the left side wing for Wayland. Dylan, one dribble. Got it back to Steele. Now to Huckabee in the corner to Cockrum for three. That one's off the back rim. And the rebound taken by Seymour. Henry running the floor. There's a travel. Yep. Seymour going to be called for a travel. We're going to get a foul call. One official wanted to call a travel. The other one, I think, is wanting to call a foul. And what are we going to get? We're going to call a foul. Going to call a foul on the Alton Comets, number 22. That is Dylan Whalen. That'll be number three on Dylan. He'll check out of the ball game, and Cole Trantham will check in for the Alton Comets. Seymour with a non-shooting foul. He called it on the floor. Noble will be the trigger man down just to the right side of the glass on the baseline. Looking inside, bounces it in there. On the pass is picked off by Rylan Steele. Rylan, a one-on-one around the defense to the bucket, lays it up and in. Nice play, Rylan Steele. The steal and the bucket on the other end. And just like that, Alton back within five. Seymour with it outside, Noble. Got it to Daly. Daly dumps it off for Richard. Richard now to Helms in the corner. Back outside, Daly for three. That one's off the rim, no good. Rebound, Noble. He goes back up. That's no good. Rebound, ball it around, and Miller got the rebound, but right before a foul call. That one's going to be on number 10, Dylan Henry, for Seymour. Going to be called for the push, trying to get position for the rebound. Now substitution for Seymour, number four, Luke Rasmussen, a junior, checks in, and Bill Daly, the senior, checks out. Alton Comets coming with the basketball, down by five. Big possession here to get them back to a one-possession game. I know it's early to be talking about that, but it's just something psychological. Alton with the basketball, down by five. Cockrum out top. Bounces it to the elbow to Huckabee. Huckabee kicks it out to Miller for three, and it's good! Corey Miller hits one from downtown. 7 points in the third quarter for Corey Miller, and the Alton Comets are just like that, back within two. And down by as many as nine. And Seymour really looks winded out there. Looks like they are about to run out of gas. They got on the right side. Rasmussen just off the bench, fired the three. It's no good. Rylan Steele down the rebound. Steele pressing it all the way down the floor. It's going to get fouled as he goes to the hole. That'll be on number one, Derek Helms. I believe that one will send Rylan Steele to the free throw line. It will. Two shots for Rylan. Rylan with 9 points to lead his Alton Comets tonight. Looking for double figures with the free throw. 2:41 to go in the third quarter. First one is up and good for Rylan Steele. 10 points for the senior. First Comet in double figures tonight. First Comet other than Corey Miller to score here in the third quarter. And second free throw is no good, so it's still a one-point game, 35-34. Seymour with the basketball, Noble out front. Seymour's only scored 6 points in this quarter. Alton has scored 10. Here goes down the middle of the lane. Richard dumps it off to Henry. He goes up and scores. Oh, and the two bigs are playing catch down there with it. That makes it tough. Steele back the other way for Alton. Comets down by three, 37-34. Here's a bad pass by Huckabee, picked off by Helms. Helms races to the basket and scores the layup. I think Seymour fans wanted a foul there, but no. So Helms gets the bucket. He's got 12. That's just another bad pass by the Alton Comets. Threw it right to one of the Seymour Tigers. Minute 52 to go in the third quarter. 5-point game, 39-34. Alton had cut it back to one. Seymour scored two straight buckets. Cockrum with it for Alton. Works it out front. Feeds over to Trantham for three. Bingo! Cole Trantham with his third three-pointer of the game. And it's a 2-point game, just like that. 39-37. Minute 28 to go, folks. This one's got all the makings of a good old-fashioned barn burner. Here's Seymour with the ball in the lane. Richards has it stripped away and picked out by Cole Trantham. Oh, now the chance to tie or take the lead. They go to Huckabee in the lane. Landon turns, has the ball poked away, but he gets it back out to Cockrum. Cockrum, no-look pass to the inside intended for Miller. He didn't see it coming, and the ball hit the bottom of the backboard and bounces to Seymour. Seymour Tigers with the ball up by two, 57 seconds to go. Here's almost a bad, it is a bad pass by Seymour. Number four, Rasmussen, trying to get it over to Noble, and Noble wasn't there. And now here come the Alton Comets with the ball, chance to tie, 52 seconds to go in the third quarter. Comets get over to Huckabee. Huckabee holds it high out front, hangs it over to Steele. Steele looking to break down the defense. Jump stops in the lane, kick it out to Cockrum. Now to Miller, over to Steele. Rylan going up to Miller for the lay-in. We're tied at 39. Score tied at 39 with 30 seconds to go, and Ryan Miller with 9 points in the third quarter. Alton coming with a half-court trap now. Noble got rid of it and gets it right back. Feeds it on left side to Helms. 19 seconds to go. Comets double-teamed the ball. Helms in the corner. Kicks it out to Noble. Noble flashes down the middle of the lane. Shot is blocked by Cole Trantham. Landon Huckley was there, too. Trantham knocked that ball out of bounds with 11 seconds to play. Substitution for Alton. Marcus Cochran going to get a little rest here for the first time in the game. Dylan Whalen will check in for this final 11 seconds. Get Marcus a little extra time on the pine over there. Inbound play. Goes in for Richards. Richards got it down to Noble. Now going to Henry. Ball stripped away. 4 seconds to go. We got a double dribble, and it was. No doubt about it. Double dribble. Dylan Whalen, as the Comets got the steal, as Richards went into the lane, he was trying to dribble in there. Comets took it from him. And Whalen looked up at the clock and hit the ball with his other hand. So he double dribbled the ball. So 4 seconds remain. Dylan had a lot more time than he thought he did. Seymour inbounds it in the backcourt. Got to Noble. Noble to the elbow. Shot is up. No good. And that's the end of 3 quarters of play. 39-39. The Alton Comets have come from 9 points down and tied this game going into the fourth quarter. We'll be back to Houston in just a minute on the Ecom Sports Network.
When you need auto parts, you want great customer service, and that's what Alton Auto Parts gives you. They're located on West 160 across from Harps and Alton. They offer price match guarantee. Are you needing batteries, oil, hydraulic hoses, anything automotive related? Stop in and see them. They're open Monday through Saturday, or call them at 417-778-7153. Alton Auto Parts, your CarQuest auto parts dealer.
Take advantage of winter savings or get a jump start on spring at Monty's Outdoors. Right now you can save 20 to 50% off on all outdoor and athletic clothing. Check out the half-price hat table to save 50% on select Columbia and Hook hats. Find them a new Yeti, Fox Pro Game Call, Rod and Reel, or some new baits like the new Jewel Scope Spin and many others at Monty's Outdoors in Southern Hills Shopping Center of West Plains. Gift cards available.
Well, we're back to Houston. Folks are having a good time with this one. Alton Comets and Seymour Tigers tied at 39. Comets outscored Seymour 15-10 in the third quarter. And thanks in large part to Corey Miller, the senior, has come alive. Corey with 9 points in the third quarter. Maybe me calling him by his dad's name was a good thing. He kind of took off after that. Sorry about that, Ryan. And the Alton Comets get the ball to start the second half. So they can take the lead for the first time in a long time. They go inside to Huckabee. Huckabee off to Cochran for three. That one's off the front of the rim. No good. And the rebound controlled by Noble for Seymour. Long pass up the floor. Going to go out of bounds off the hands of the Seymour Tigers. Dylan Whalen got there. He tipped it. And then it went off the hands of Rasmussen out of bounds. So the Alton Comets get it back in a tie game. Just underway here in the fourth quarter. Ryland Steele will bring it up out of the backcourt for Alton. Takes it to the top of the key, gives it to Cochran. Cochran back over to Whalen. Comets with the starters on the floor, by the way. Here's Ryland Steele, dribble drive to the left side, gives it off to Huckabee. Comets running that little weave out front. Huckabee continues on the dribble out front. Got rid of it to Ryland Steele. We're down to 7:23 to go. Comets working with the clock here. Here's the pass to the high post to Miller. Back out to Cochran. Cochran with a floater. It's no good. The rebound taken by Henry for Seymour. Got it down to the corner to Helms. Helms driving the baseline. Hangs in the air. Gets hammered. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Landon Huckabee. As Helms hung in the air, looks like he had those air brakes on. He hung in the air, and Landon couldn't do anything but come down with a hand right on top of his head. He'll go to the line and shoot two. Foul on Landon Huckabee, by the way, just his first of the game. And the free throw is up and good for Helms. That breaks the tie, makes it 40-39. Helms, the sophomore, has scored 13 to lead the way for the Seymour Tigers. Second free throw is up, left it off the front of the rim, no good. Rebound taken by Seymour. Going back up is Richards, and he gets fouled. Foul will be on number 12, Landon Huckabee. Got him right in the face. Landon says, "You okay? Sorry about that. Didn't mean to." And going to the free throw line, number 13, Kason Richards for Seymour. First one for the big lefty is no good. The Seymour bunch has got some good size. Looking over their lineup. And second free throw, no good. So Richards misses them both. The Richards kid out there, well, they don't have their size listed in the program. He's got to be about 6'4", 6'5". And so is the Henry kid. So the Alton Comets with the ball down by one. Wayland out front gets to Corey Miller in the right corner. Corey, long pass cross court to Steele. Steele bounces into the lane. Pull up jumper. Off the back rim. No good. And rebound taken by Noble for Seymour. Noble has scored 6 points. He has not scored in the second half. He's got it now in the free throw circle. Feeds it on the left side. And now down low for Henry. Henry spins, goes down the baseline and scores. Gives the player, Dylan Henry. 14 in the game for Henry. He leads the way, and now we get a timeout on the floor called by the Alton County. 6:20 to play in the game. Alton down 3, 42-39. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We are Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance, and we're for the people of Missouri. We're for kayakers, car dealers, grocery baggers, and mail carriers. We're for teachers, preachers, students, and singers. Armed service members, you bet we're for you. We're for people who shake your hand and say hello, not because they know you, but because they don't. We're for brewmasters, stockbrokers, beauty queens, and truck drivers. And don't worry, we're still for farmers, too. Whatever you do, if you're a Missourian, we're for you.
I'm Zach Barton, your Missouri Farm Bureau insurance agent. And if you're in Oregon County, I've got you covered.
And you heard the buzzer. We're back here at the Houston High School Gym, the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament. First round action. And the Seymour Tigers with a lead over the Alton Comets, 42-39. Alton has come from as many as 9 points down. They actually tied the game at 39. And Seymour has hit 3 points since then. In the first minute, 19 seconds. As a matter of fact, we were tied at 39 at the end of the third quarter. Seymour scored the only 3 points of the fourth quarter so far. We've still got 6 minutes to go. Huckabee with it for Alton. Gives it out to Marcus Contra. Marcus hit a couple of threes early and hasn't scored since the first quarter. Here's Alton with it. Ryland Steele, nice pass down to Corey Miller, who shoots and scores. Corey Miller with the 11 second half points, and the Alton Comets are back to within one, 42-41. What a play by Ryland Steele. Here's Richards with it for Seymour, out on top. Gives it over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen swings it on the left side to Noble. Noble lobs it to the high post to Richards. Richards in the corner to Helms, the sophomore. Penetrates, kicks it back out to Noble. Handles it front of the key. And gives it up, gets it right back, moves to the free throw line. Still doesn't shoot it. Got it back to Rasmussen again. He'll bounce one to Richards, and Richards to Henry. Henry couldn't hang on, and it goes out of bounds. Alton Comets has got the ball with 5:24 to go in the game. Down by one. Chance to take the lead for the first time in a while. Huckabee inbounds to Marcus Cockrum. He'll bring it up across the timeline, right through the middle of the big red and black tiger here on the floor at Houston, Missouri. Cole Transom with the ball now, moves to the top of the key on the dribble for Alton. Looking for the outlet, trying to go inside the Huckabee ball. Pucked away by the defense. Got up to Noble. Noble will drive for the layup. Blocked by Huckabee. Huckabee blocked the layup. Alton Comets control the ball. Steele up the middle of the floor. Dumps it down to Cockrum for three. Bingo! Marcus Cockrum. I mentioned a while ago, he hadn't hit one since the first quarter. That's a big one right there. Gives the Alton Comets a 2-point lead. Seymour working the ball down inside to Henry. He turns, lays it up off the window and in. Henry now with 16. He leads all scorers in the game. And we're tied at 44 with 4.5 minutes to go. Alton with it. Gives out to Cockrum. Now over to Huckabee on the right side wing. Huckabee dribbles back out front. Now turns and goes back toward the corner. Hands the ball to Ryland Steele. Ryland dribbles away from the double team out to the top of the key. Comets restart. Ryland looking to penetrate. Between the legs with a dribble. Pulls up in the free throw circle. Gives to Cockrum. Cockrum with a penetration move. Still running one-hander is good. Marcus Cockrum has scored the last 5 points, and the Alton Comets are back up by two with 4 minutes to go. I told you we had a good old-fashioned barn burner brewing here at Houston. We're right smack dab in the middle of it right now. Here's a pass in lane to Helms for Seymour. Pull-up jumper, no. Tip is up by Seymour, no. And Cole Transom yanks down the rebound for the Alton Comets. Alton looking to add to a 2-point lead. Cockrum in the lane, dumps it down the middle. Back outside to Transom. Steps away from the defense with one dribble. Gives it back out front to Marcus Cockrum. Cockrum backs it down near midcourt. Now goes to Steele. Free throw line jumpers. short off the front of the rim, and Seymour yanks down the rebound. Noble got it. He races up the floor, feeds it over to Rasmussen. Rasmussen back out to Noble. Now to Richards. Richards in the lane, dumps it down to Henry, and he's short. Henry now with 18 to lead all scorers, and we're tied at 46 with 3:09 to play. Alton with the ball, Trantham for three. That one's off the rim, and a rebounding foul going to be called on Steele or Miller. They were both there, and they're going to call it on Ryland. Ryland Steele picks up the foul, will be his third of the game. Substitution for Seymour. Number four, Luke Rasmussen, comes to the bench, and number two, Bill Daly, checks back in. He was one of the starters for Seymour. So both the teams with the starters out there, with the exception of Alton, they've got Trantham in the game in place of Whalen. Here's Helms for three for Seymour, and he nailed it. Helms with a three. It's got 16. That puts Seymour on top by three. Alton the other way. Ryland Steele into the lane. Pulls up with a runner, and it's good. Ryland Steele raced down the floor. He's got 12 in the game. And it's back to a one-point game with 2:35 to go. Seymour bounces it to the high post down inside now to Daly, and Daly's going to get fouled as he goes up for a shot. Bill Daly got it inside, goes up for the shot, and he's fouled by Cole Trent. That'll be number one on Cole. And going to the free throw line, Bill Daly, the senior for Seymour, trying to add to a one-point lead, and the free throw is no good. Left it long off the back of the rim. So a chance to make it a two-point Seymour lead here with 2:28 to go. Alton Comets looking for a rebound. Shot is up, and this time Daly hits it. Gives him 3 points in the game, and the Alton Comets with the ball down by two. 50-48, 2:24 to go in the game. Ryland Steele gives up over to Huckabee on the left side. Comets getting the offense set from there. Huckabee will hand it off to Cockrum. Cockrum approaches the free throw circle, bounces it to the high post to Miller, back outside to Steele. Steele flashing to the basket. Got it down to Huckabee, driving the baseline, kicks it out to Cockrum. Couldn't get the three ball away, takes it down to the corner on the dribble drive, and he's going to get fouled by Helm. And that'll be team foul number four against Seymour. And a non-shooting foul. Alton will inbound the ball with 2:02 to go, down by two. Got inside to Steele. Steele back outside to Huckabee. Landon will take it to the top of the key on the dribble. Feed to Marcus Cockrum. Cockrum. Now to Steele. Steele moves off the screen. No look down inside. Miller for the lay-in. Miller for the lay-in. And the Alton Comets have tied the score at 50 with a minute 45 to go. Corey Miller with 13 second-half points for Alton. And here's Seymour with the ball. Helms had an open three in the corner. Didn't take it. Got it back out front to Richards. Back to Helms. This time he will. It's off the rim. No good. Rebound, Cole Trantham, and he's fouled. Cole Trantham got inside position on Henry, and Henry went over the top, and he's going to be called for the foul. That'll be his third. So Helms and Henry each with three for Seymour. Steele and Whalen with three for Alton. Minute 27 to go in the game. We're tied at 50. Alton with the ball, chance to get on top here. Steele over to Huckabee. Seymour really extending that defense way out on the floor. They're still in the zone, kind of a 1-2-2 or a 3-2, if you will. They are really extending it out on the floor. Alton with the ball. Cockrum out front, trying to feed it inside to Huckabee. Ball is poked away. Matt scramble after it. Noble had it, and then he runs it down again. Great hustle by Jade Noble for Seymour. So now the Tigers with the ball back. We're under a minute to go, and it's tied at 50. Alton Collins scrambling on the defensive side. Here's to get to Helms. Helms looking inside, nobody open. And there's a deflected pass by Cockrum. He's got it to the other end. Cockrum. Marcus Cockrum has given the Alton Collins the lead with a beautiful defensive play. Just got a piece of the pass, and he ran it down in the backcourt. He scores the layup. Alton on top, 52-50 with 41 seconds to go in the ball game. We'll be back in 30 on the Ecom Sports Network.
We all love things that are free, like the free gift you receive when you open a free checking account, business or personal, at West Plains Bank and Trust Company. You can even score free gifts for your family and friends if you refer them and they open free checking accounts. Plus, earn a free gift for yourself each time your referrals open an account. Visit us in West Plains, Mountain View, or Willow Springs for more information and find out for yourself why customers leave as friends. West Plains Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC.
We're down to 40 seconds to play in the ballgame. The Alton Comets lead Seymour 52-50. It'll be Seymour ball coming out of the timeout. Coach Hastings called that timeout in a hurry after a beautiful play by Marcus Cochran. Marcus, out of midcourt, got a piece of the pass. And Seymour had the ball in the tie game. They looked like they were going to try and hold it for the game winner. Alton, Marcus Cochran got a piece of the pass and then outraced Noble to the basketball in the backcourt and went down and made the layup. And here comes Seymour now with a chance to tie it. 35 seconds as Noble crosses half court, takes it to the right side wing, passes deflected and stolen by Corey Miller. Alton with the ball in the backcourt with a two-point lead. Here's Cochran, going to be fouled. And the Alton Comets, and there will not be a shooting foul. Alton Comets have the ball, 25 seconds to go. Leading by two, and that is just the 15th foul on Seymour. Substitution out for Alton. They get a better ball handler in the game. Dylan Whalen goes in. And Cole Trantham, who has hit some huge shots, three big three-pointers in this game. All in the, well, one of them in the second half, two in the first half. Seymour is going to go man-to-man full court. Remember, they can't foul and put Alton at the free throw line. They've got to commit two before they go there. Cochran gets the ball on the inbound. Trying to race away from the defense, but number two, Bill Daly, got there and got a piece of it. And that'll be team foul number six. 3 seconds ran off the clock on the inbound. So Alton's going to inbound it again on the far side near midcourt. They will inbound in the backcourt. And breaking off the screen is Cochran. He's got it on the inbound, trying to get away from the defense. And finally, a foul is going to be called. This one will be on Helms. Will be his fourth. And that will put Marcus Cochran at the free throw line to shoot the 1-1 with 20 seconds to go. And now Cole Trantham checks into the game. Dylan Whalen checks out. Trantham in there for a little bit more size on the defensive end of the floor. If you're the Alton Comets, if Marcus hits both these free throws, gives you a four-point lead, makes it really tough on Seymour. First one is up and good. Marcus Cochran, I mentioned, had 7 points in the first quarter, did not score until here in the fourth. And he has scored 8 points in the final quarter. He's going to shoot another free throw, trying to make it a four-point count of lead. It is good. Cochran hits it both. Seymour wants a timeout. 20 seconds to go in the game. Alton Comets with the lead over the Seymour Tigers by four. We'll be back in 30 seconds on the Ecom Sports Network.
Growing up, my parents always encouraged me to do what's right, even if it wasn't easy. I'd always hear my mother's voice say, "Do the right thing." That stuck with me. Every day, just do the right thing. That's it. The rest takes care of itself.
At Shelter Insurance, we believe in doing the right thing for our customers and our communities.
In Alton, see Shelter Insurance agent Norm Hollis.
And we're back. Our score, 54-50. Alton Comets with a four-point lead over the Seymour Tigers here in the first round of the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament. The winner of this game will move into the semifinals on Wednesday night and play the Thayer Bobcats. That'll be the 7:30 game. Mansfield and Mountain View Birch Tree Liberty play in the 6 o'clock game. Well, Seymour has got the ball down by four. And you got to get a quick two here. We're down to 20 seconds to play. Alton has come roaring back from down 9 points in this game. They've been tied at 39, 44, 46, and 50. Alton leads it now 54-50. And Seymour inbounds in the backcourt to Noble. Noble races up the floor. They got to get a quick bucket. Here's Noble. Got it down in the corner for Helms. Helms drives the baseline out to Noble for three. It's no good. Rebound taken by the Alton Comets. Oh, that's got to be intentional, yeah. Noble just reached out and shoved Ryland Steele in the back. That'll be an intentional foul, and that's two free throws and the basketball. Noble made no attempt to get the ball. He just reached out and just shoved him in the back. They call it intentional. That means Ryland Steele will go to the line and will shoot two. And the Alton Comets will get the ball. 7 seconds left, and the Alton Comets are going to, well, looks like anyway, going to live to play another day. First free throw is up for the Alton Comets senior. No good. I thought it was an automatic two free throws on the Well, here's a three-pointer up and good with 1 second left. And I think they blew that. That was an intentional foul. Ryland should have been shooting two free throws. And Alton should have inbounded the ball. The officials got that wrong. They only gave him the one and one. They called an intentional foul. It should be two free throws with nobody at the line and the ball. So the officials, and they're talking about this right now down under the bucket. They blew that one. Anyway, Noble hits the three. I don't think they can go back and change it now. Noble hits the three with 1.4 seconds left in the game. Yeah, these officials, they know that they blew that call right there. And now it's going to be Seymour's ball with it's going to be Alton Comet ball with 1.4 seconds left. So the Alton Comets, you got to get it in. Try and stay away from the foul. Stay away from getting fouled. But even at that, it's going to take almost a miracle here for Seymour. And I'll get a clarification on that rule. But the officials definitely called an intentional foul. It should have been two shots. And the ball for Alton. So Alton's going to have to inbound it under the Seymour bucket. If you're Seymour, about the best you can hope for here is an interception and a shot all in one motion. If I'm Alton, I just throw it down the other end. Have somebody go down there and get it. I could be looking inbound it. Got it to Cottrum. Cottrum's going to be fouled immediately. And we're down to 0.9 seconds to go in the game. Fouls on number two, Daly. Not that that matters at this point. So Marcus Cockrum going to the free throw line with 16 points in the game. Marcus has had a huge fourth quarter scoring. Well, he scored 9 points in the quarter, looking for number 10 and number 11. Would make it a three-point lead here for Alton with 0.9 seconds left. And the first free throw is up and good. So Marcus makes it a two-point Comet lead, 55-53. Trying to make it a 56-53 lead. Shot is up and no good. Seymour with a rebound, long shot. Ooh, that had a chance, but now what have we got? Oh, my. Seymour player caught it, and the coach immediately called a timeout. So 9 seconds to play, or 0.9 seconds to play in the game. Now the officials are together talking about it again. No time ran off the clock. There had to be something had to run off the clock. So they had to catch it, then the coach had to call the timeout. He can't call the timeout before he catches it. So they're going to go down to 0.7. The officials getting this right, they're going to go to 0.7. All you can do is catch and shoot. You can't dribble. You can't turn. You can't take a step in 0.7 seconds. This one coming right down to the wire. 55-53. Alton up by two, and I'm still saying these officials blew that call on the intentional foul. But I will find out. I shouldn't say that. They may have gotten it wrong, or they might have gotten it right. I may have it wrong. But I think when you call that intentional, and we have that in a game, just the other day, a Thayer game up at the Bolivar tournament. And it was two free throws and the ball for Republic, if y'all remember back that far. So Seymour is going to inbound it. They're going to inbound it right in front of the Alton Comet bench. Noble will be the man to inbound. You've got to catch and shoot all in one motion. Well, Noble looking inbound. They're going to throw it at the basket, and the ball's going to go over the basket and out of bounds. So Alton is going to inbound the basketball. They're going to inbound it down right in front of the Alton Comet bench. And Coach Caruso says, inbound it. It should be Alton ball. Comets think it's Seymour ball. No, it's Alton Comet ball. Transom. will trigger it in. Dylan Whalen, well, actually, Trampin's going to come out. Dylan Whalen will trigger it in with 0.7 of a second remaining. And that Seymour going to try and foul here, down by two with 0.7 of a second to go. Whalen bounces. Oh, and Seymour got a shot at it. Oh, from half court, the shot is no good. Whalen tried to bounce it in and went right to a Seymour player who almost made the shot from half court. So the Alton Comets survive. 55-53 is your final. And that was close, folks. Whalen tried to bounce it in, and the Seymour player caught it at half court and got the shot off before the buzzer, and it just missed. What a game. 55-53, the Alton Comets have beaten the Seymour Tigers here in the first round of the Class 3 District 10 basketball tournament. They will advance to play the Thayer Bobcats Wednesday night at 7:30. We'll have that game for you right here on K-Country 95 Radio. Boy, it's going to be a dandy. All right, again, Alton wins it tonight, 55-53. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back to wrap this one up in just a minute.